Turn in your Bibles, Matthew 22. Matthew chapter 22. At the end of the message, when I do the altar call, could Pastor Fred Aruda come up and Debbie and Renee Villeneuve? So we'll pray for you after the message. Okay, here we go. I'll tell you ahead of time what we're going to do, and we'll get there in different. So it's Matthew 22, this parable. That has one sentence in it that I want to preach on tonight, very simply. Have you ever lost sight of the important thing? Have you ever lost sight of, there's Craig Mann over there. So this is the man that does a lot for us. I got a cafe card for you at the end of the service. Come on up and get it. There he is. Look at him. Huh? Praise the Lord. Okay. Have you ever made light of things that maybe were important? I think you could work on that at your seat for a second just by talking to your neighbor. Let me repeat it. Just get in tune with what I want to say tonight. Have you ever made light of something that was important? How about it? How could we say that a different way? Have you ever made light of something that was important? Was that different? I don't think so. Okay. Have you ever ignored something that was important? Have you ever, just in everyday life, you just say, oh, that doesn't matter. Don't worry about that. And later it comes back and bites you. Huh? Have you ever gotten a speeding ticket and didn't pay it? And for some reason, you know, a state police car pulls up in front of your house and, you know, That did not happen to me. Hallelujah. But have you ever had something happen and it snowballed, and if something, you cannot believe this happened to you because you made light of something that should have been addressed? Okay, has that ever happened to you? Aren't you glad you came to church Wednesday night? Ah, Pastor, why are you bringing this up? All right, so at your seat, you got about 30 seconds. Share your sad story. Go ahead. Get in tune. Okay, I wonder what stories you are sharing with each other. Okay. Have you ever had a funny noise in your car and you kind of just ignored it? And about $15,000 later, you realize you should have paid attention to that? Okay. All right. We preach Sunday about our family, God's family. That we have a father. Let's make a prefaced point by turning to Isaiah 30 and a few words about our family and the distinctives about our family. In Isaiah 30, remember we said that a family has distinctives, and we said that maybe your mother said, in this family, we wash the dishes before we go to bed. And you said, not in my family. Okay. Hello? I mean, that was funny. Okay. I guess it wasn't. Okay. Have you, in your family, we take our, you know, we put the cap on the toothpaste or we rotate the food, or little things and big things, like in our family, education is important, or being alert of current events, or in our family, We have a goal or desire to have money or live comfortably or whatever it might be, our earthly family. Then we are born again. When we are born again, the light goes on and we start to get in tune with what is the important things. We have a Heavenly Father who promised to take care of us. He gave us pastor teachers. I am one of them. The men over here on my right are men of God, men that share the word. It is amazing when you have a man of God who's anointed of God and called to open this book and teach it. When that happens, I'll tell you a few things that happen. Number one, the Holy Spirit ministers to us. We drink the same Spirit. We are anointed. The Holy Spirit affects our hearts and minds in such a way that the book, the Bible, becomes really the fundamental substructure for our entire life. We start to think with the Bible. A Bible verse comes, and we got to get a hold of it. And the Holy Spirit gives us what's called, in the Greek, a rhema. The word, a living word, the rhema. Man lives by not bread only, but by the word that comes from God's mouth. And then in the family, we call this the living room. We are in our church and we have each other. And this is what happens. The Holy Spirit takes the word and actually it takes on the life. John 6:63, my words are spirit and life. And that life actually is affecting my brain. And I have what we call the edification complex of the soul, that I end up being edified, not in a way that that happens by nature, but a edification that happens by the Spirit. By nature, people are edified by a good newspaper article or a pile of money or a gold medal in the Olympics or some good report or reputation, or edified by convenience or comfort. But this edification affects a complex of my soul that is beyond human explanation. That's why somebody who has a problem with drugs is delivered and then edified in his soul, and he begins to believe that who Christ made him is much greater than who he used to be as a drug addict. Pornography, and it goes. You go through the a man that lies habitually or has a problem with his self-image, or a man that kind of bears in his heart some kind of wound of offense or grief of heart, and he is edified in the family. This is said in different words, Isaiah 30, verse 20. Would you read it? Though the Lord give you the bread of adversity. Okay, whoa. Bread of adversity. Give some examples. Bread of adversity. Pastor Love said, I got to church tonight with my car. I wonder if I'll make it home. Okay. A broken car, broken heart, broken house, broken marriage, broken family, broken life, broken job. With a bread of adversity, though I get hit hard, and I'm sorry, but it does happen. Some people get hit hard in life. But though it happens, watch verse 20, and the water of affliction, yet shall not your teachers be removed into a corner anymore. That means you will have a pastor teacher as part of the process of the edification of your soul in Christ. If I don't have a pastor teacher, I am missing out on something. My teachers cannot be swept into the corner. They have to stand in front of me. This is verse 20. Read it, please. Yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore, but your eyes shall see your teachers. They are real people. And your ears, verse 21, shall hear a word behind you. So there is the Holy Spirit speaking to you and saying, this is the way. So there it is. This is the way. Now, sometimes it's not always obvious which is the way. Proverbs 14:12, there's a way that seems right, but the end thereof is death. Examples? There are things that might seem right because I get my mind on I make something important that is not important. This is amazing. It seems this is important, but it isn't. There's something else important that I make light of. We'll get to that in a second. So, now, the Holy Spirit says, this is the way. Walk in it. Now, some ways are not obvious. They are narrow sometimes. The way is narrow. Honestly, it's narrow. If you suffer a little bit in the will of God, learn to rejoice in it because it will result in the edification of your soul. If I suffer a little bit, I lose something, it'll be all right with me as long as I hit the big target or I hit the right issue or I find the right thing to be occupied with. If I can find the right thing to be occupied with, then I'll turn out okay. It'll be all right. I'll be edified and informed and ready to meet Jesus. Okay? Wow. Okay. My wife, one time, my dear wife was sitting over here. What a precious woman she is. How could she live with such a beast as I? Okay. So we've had a great life together, 40 years of marriage, and we are very blessed and very thankful. It's amazing. But we were going together somewhere, and she was driving, and we pulled into a drugstore. And I said, go on and get this or that. And I said, no, it's closed. She said, no, it's open. I go, Lee, trust me. Okay. It's closed. She said, no, it's open. It looks like it's closed, but it's open. I go, the door is closed. The lights are very dim. I think it's closed. She said, no. You know, honey. No, she said, get out there. No, she said, you know, honey, if you would understand it. Now get out, be a man and get out there and do the job. So I get out of the car. She said, I got it covered. You if you know her, she was, you know, right? Please tell me. Now she's amazing, very sweet. Oh, amazing. Okay, are we all right? Okay, here we go. Like Bob Colbin in The Marriage Together. Are we okay? Remember that message? That was good. Okay, so. I get out of the car, I start walking just to prove that she's wrong. As I get to the door, it opens up. And I could feel her eyes on the back of my head. And I turn around and go, it's open. Yeah, it's open. It's okay. I got it covered. It's open. So I go, hey, listen. This says in the local assembly that the Spirit will say, this is the way. And sometimes you doubt it. But if you walk in it, those doors open. And you start to discover, I'm edified. You start to realize God is in this. And that's an amazing thing to happen. So here we go, verse 21, this is the way, walk in. when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. Okay? Okay, so that's that. That's all. That's that for that part. That was a, here we go. You got it? Simple. True. Powerful. Amazing. Awesome. Now go to the Matthew 22 with me. And verse 1. Jesus answered, spake unto them again by parables. And he said, I'm just thinking when I get home tonight. I'm joking. Okay. I got to get in the tech. I got to concentrate because my mind is in another place. Okay, verse 1. Jesus answered and spake by parables. And he said, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king which made a marriage for his son, sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen, my fatlings are killed, all things are ready, come unto the marriage. And this is it. They made light of it. That's all. And they made light of it. There's a marriage. It's up on the hill at the mansion. Apples and fruits and oxen and cows and sheep and pheasants and servants and decorations and platters and goblets and chalices and cups and water and all the fixings, everything, it's all prepared. And when they were invited, they made light of it. And so they went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. You know, I would say in a word, the one thing that'll make your life valuable, important, effectual, useful, worthwhile living is to find the important thing and just be there and be involved in it and don't make light of it. When God sent his son, people made light of it and he was crucified. When God sent the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, some made light of it and just went about their own way. They were never converted or changed. When the church was born and people started to get moving in God and the Spirit was moving and they were loving each other, I am sure some made light of it and went their own way and did their own things. And unfortunately, in the church today, that happens here amongst us. It happens in our own hearts. It's happened to me. Recently, I've been thinking about it, and I've been thinking of how I can take the work of God, the purpose of God, the mission of God, and take it. How does it say in verse 5? They made light of it. So we make light of the people around us, you know. We kind of ignore or don't care or you know how it goes. I have this interesting story about an Indian woman, 1963. She got married, was involved in politics, and then she got saved at the age of 12 at a Billy Graham meeting. Then she became very ill as she grew up. She was very ill. She prayed, God, if you're real, do not allow me to die. I will serve you. She was hovering near death. Returning home, she began reading her Bible, and two words in Matthew 21:31 tore through her mind like torpedoes, and the two words were, and harlots. Matthew 21:31, we're in the same neighborhood. You can look at it there. The publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God. Those words, if you've ever had a rhema from God where the word rips into you or makes an impression or you feel God spoke to me, I got it, and it's harlots. A week later, a nearby pastor told her of a prostitute who had run away from the brothels, and he asked Ava to provide a room. I can't, said Ava. You keep her. Ava had a husband and four children, including two teenage sons, and she couldn't have a prostitute in her home. But then God brought again the verse to her mind, and harlots. So she agreed. Her family was aghast. You're turning your house into a brothel, the family said. Their attitude soon changed. They accepted the ministry as from God. Other girls began showing up. The Alexander home became a rehabilitation center. Police officers in prisons referred troubled women to Ava. Today, 15 women live in that home at any one time. They provide medical treatment, job training, strong gospel witness. Ava has started a home for the children of prostitutes where 60 children aged 12 months to 13 years find refuge. Where did that work? What happened with the work? What happened? How did that work start? It was the Spirit that gave her the word. And she could treat it lightly. It doesn't matter. Not interested. Can't do it. But by God's grace, she took it to heart. And she acted. And in acting, she's edified and realizing this is God. This is the way to walk in. This is the will of God. I think when we come to church, we don't take it lightly. And I want to thank you. I want to praise God for this assembly. I want to thank God for our living room. I want to thank God for our purpose. And one day when we go before Christ, we'll not be ashamed for this lifestyle that we have, where this work of grace for opening up the Bible to us, and we don't take it lightly. Ignore, don't care. Because if you do, it might be, oh, that's not so important. It's like the clanging in your car that you say, oh, it's not important. I can live with it. And then you realize as you're in a ditch or on a respirator, you know, that little detail was important. That relationship with the person you will not forgive, I will not forgive. That is important to forgive. That hour that I could use in a concentrated way before God to say, God, in my heart, search me, Lord. See if there be any evil way in me and lead me in the way that is narrow or the closed door. It's closed. I believe it's closed. And then then the door is open. And then I realize this is the way that I'm going to walk in. This is the way of being effective. This is the way of learning love. This is the way of keeping my family together. Or if it's broken, this is the way of healing. This is the way of seeing God's work. It's the way of winning people that are far away in their hearts from our kind of faith. But no, we got to take it seriously. Everything is ready, finished work. Let's not take it lightly. Let's embrace it. Study it. Workmen needing not to be ashamed. Studying the word. Receiving the word. Coming. Hearing. Being edified by the transfer from one part of my brain to another part of my brain by the Spirit of God so that it has an effect on me and who I am. Lastly, I don't know about our future. None of us know where our big trial might lie in the future. And I kind of dread trouble like we all do. I don't want it and I don't look for it. But if it's ordained of God, then we can be sure that He trains us in His living room, in the closet, in our prayer room, that he trains us in our hearts, that he leads us in saying, this is important. Walk in it. You will find it to be invaluable. You'll be prepared when trouble hits the fan, like they say. And we're ready in some measure because we have found the important thing and made the important thing the important thing. Verse 5, they made light of it, went their ways. How easy it is to go my way. Please don't go your way. Go God's way. Hear from God and go God's way. Please don't just go take up your life and go live your life your way. You can. There are plenty of examples. You can. You can survive. You can live. You can go your way. But this way is a lot of fun. Very valuable. Will not be ashamed. We're putting treasure in heaven. We're having an influence. We're learning to win people and communicate to them and help them, pray for them. And who knows, someone might have a story like this one and say, God has done great things because we didn't take it lightly. We took it seriously. Isn't that amazing? When I heard Pastor Stevens and this happened in my life, I took it seriously. It was a treasure. I got it. Others maybe not, but that's their business. But as for me and my house, we will wholly follow the Lord. Let's do that. It's fun. It's a joy. People need it. Let's learn to evangelize. I'd like to challenge folks to come out on Saturday morning to do outreach. You haven't been there for many weeks or months or even years. And do it by faith and hear the Holy Spirit say, this is the way. Let's go. Let's get part of the group. Let's go out. Let's have the young guys start Bible studies out in the countryside. Pick a city. Get on your knees. Get a map of Pennsylvania, map of New Jersey, map of Maryland, map of Virginia. And get on your knees at the map and just say, maybe God will say, I want you to go to that city, hand out tracts, go to that pizza house, show up and do it by faith. And you never know where you'll find a lost soul, how a church it may be born by a work of faith. And just making the serious things, and having a good time doing it. Okay? Amen. Would you pray with me? Thank you, Lord, for this message. They made light of it, but they made light of it. Yeah, we see it, Lord. But they mocked it even. They made light of it. They said, oh, the preaching won't affect my life. I've already done that. They made light of it. They won't have any effect. They made light of it. Oh, I got to go buy, I'd rather buy a pair of shoes or go get a hamburger instead of find the important thing. They made light of it. They made light of Christ coming. They made light of the resurrection. They made light of Pentecost. They made light of the Bible. They made light of the local assembly. They made light of soul winning, evangelizing, and sharing, and loving. They made light of the lost people, the kids, the problems with kids. They made light of the Satan worshipers and the kids on drugs and the kids with problems. They made light of the good people. They made light of the professionals. They made light of it. They did, oh, it's not that important. They made light of it. God is saying, no, I got it. I seek Zacchaeus in the tree. I seek the woman at the well. I seek Timothy. I seek Lydia. Yes, Lord, help us to be seekers. Help us to pray with wisdom and faith. Help us to walk in the way that you have for us. Find it, walk in it. in Jesus' name. Anyone here is not a believer, this is your night. This is the night of your new birth. This is the night of your salvation. This is the night to say to Jesus, I believe. I believe in you. I trust in you. Would you raise your hand? Anyone here? We'll give counselor, will usher will come and give you a booklet. And anybody here, just raise your hand. Anyone? Yes to Jesus. Yes to the Lord. On the internet, please say it to the Lord. Trust in him in Jesus' name. Amen.